Hazur, my question is about a word which is used generally for Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. But I am not agree to that word. That word is Ghair Shari Nabi. This word is now in our literature also found. But it means that a prophet who is against Sharia.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Hazur, I want to explain in this way that I have studied a book of Qazi Muhammad Nazir Lailpuri Sahib. He has said in his book that there should be a word Ghair Tashri'i Nabi. It means that a prophet who has not the orders of Sharia in his wahi or revelation. But Ghair Shari Nabi, he said that a woman cannot be Ghair Shari.
No, no, this is just pedantic. Being too grammatical, far too accurate. This is, some scholars are like this, some scholars are like this. But these words which have found a meaning in a long usage, and people can understand them as a term, they should not be attacked like this. On the final points of grammar and things. Tashri'i or Shari in reality here means one thing and the same, one and the same thing. Why Qazi Sahib says Tashri'i means that Tashri'i means to introduce a Sharia or to pass a Sharia on to somebody. Sharra yusharrio means somebody who passed a law on to some other person, passed a book on to some other person. So in reality, that is not also correct. If you become more pedantic, then the whole use of tashri is totally inapplicable to prophets at all. Because the early scholars in Islam, a great majority among them, believed that Ahzra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not Shari. Shari was God. And it's wrong to say that he issued a law. He received a law. He never issued a law. So pedanticism doesn't end there where you suggest. It will go further. And here it is not pedanticism, it is exactly the situation as we find in the previous century and earlier. Now people have started using the phrase Shari al-Islam. It is a very misleading phrase because this is exactly what the Christian Orientalists claim, that Shariat of Islam was made by Ahzra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is the Shari. This is incorrect. In all the books of jurisprudence and other books where the word Shari is used in the older classical literature, we will not come across this word referring to Ahzra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will never use the word Shari alayhi salam. They would say Shari is God, and Ahzra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the recipient of Sharia. So Tashri'i is a step further. No man can be a Tashri'i Nabi in that sense. When you say Shari Nabi, then this can be on the receiving end as well as on the giving end. Shari means who has a Sharia of his own. This word of his own is not mentioned in the word Shari, but it is understood as such. So there is nothing wrong with the word Shari. By Shari Nabi, we understand the one who has a Sharia. Everybody has a Sharia. You have a Sharia too. Sharia of Islam is your Sharia. But when we say a Nabi is a Shari Nabi, we mean the one to whom a Sharia was revealed.